Coming up on today's show, we're going to take a look at what could be the new rules for a post-pandemic retirement. Stay tuned.
WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach. Eric Kearney.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, the fiduciary contributor to Fortune Magazine, all-around good guy, also president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You know, another week without going to a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, things are starting to open up here in Florida.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that we were out Saturday night, and I went to one of my favorite restaurants that I was kind of antsy to get back to. And the manager and I have known each other for quite a long time. And I just looked at him. I'm like, Dave, where is everyone? He's like, I don't know. Good question. He's like, there's a lot of people that are still afraid to come out. He's like, our takeout is through the roof. And he goes, hey, I'm grateful for that. But, you know, we're trying to open back up and things are just going a little bit slower. But then you take a look at Home Goods and TJ Maxx and those places are absolutely packed. So it's kind of nice to see some things, you know, phase two opening up. I could finally get a haircut. And things are, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction. The scary thing, though, is now we see the market starting to pull back. And, you know, we've been talking now for a few weeks that the market's really been coiling up. And what happens is people think that there's going to be this resurgence of the stock market. We just don't see it. And so we've already been coming up with strategies about a month ago that how do we combat this market that could actually pull back and retest March lows. And I actually think that's going to very possibly happen very soon.
Wow. I read a story recently, probably yesterday, about how even the people in the market are baffled at why the market's doing what it's doing.
Exactly. And finally, I had a prospective client call me today and he's like, Eric, I just don't see this market going anywhere. My advisor's not doing anything. He's not calling me. He's not giving me any strategies. He's like, I'm leaving them. And we've seen that a lot this past month. We have been busier than ever. And I've said that in the past couple of shows. And it blows me away because, you know, we've done planning for all of our current clients. They're all situated. But we have new clients that they're telling us, Eric, I'm not getting any phone calls. I have no communication from my advisor. I have nothing and I don't feel like I'm in a good position. So like I said, I think this summer we are going to be super busy and it's been ramping up for quite some time.
Well, and again, you've got a great product in terms of just your overall approach to, you know, dealing with a bear market.
Yeah. And what's interesting too, Steve, I think is we've always had the portfolio recovery strategy and now we actually have it on our website. You can go on our website and download that. You can go to ericcarneyadvisor.com and download our portfolio recovery strategy. It's funny too, because a lot of people are like, this is free. And I'm like, yeah, this is something that I want the public to have. I want them to have access to this. I want them to realize that there actually is a strategy in place when the markets tumble. And you have to always have this in place. And so there's a lot of people out there who are really trying to get a grip on this economy, but they just don't understand how to do that. And again, there's been no communication with their advisor. And they're just telling me, I have no financial direction.
Well, folks, 800-779-1942, that's the number that can get you started. Sit down with Eric and the team and put that plan together. You know, you were talking about rules and the way things are today, the coronavirus, that really threw a monkey wrench into everything, the market.
For sure.
Are the rules changing for retirement?
A lot of rules are for a lot of people. And what they're seeing now, Steve, is they did not have a plan in place. And the thing is that now all of a sudden the markets are tanking and they realize they're basing everything on their net worth and also their portfolio. They've never had a written financial plan done. They don't understand where their income's coming from. And we're actually building that income plan for them and showing them that. There's a lot of rules that are going to change now and people really have to start being more prepared because no one, I mean, absolutely no one in this world ever expected for this thing to come out of where it came out of and do the damage that it's done. And so again, you know, we were preparing this year for a volatile year with the election, with a recession, with a pullback in the market, never having any idea that that a virus would take over. And so this has been crippling to a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that are at least accepting, okay, my rules in retirement are going to change. How can I adapt to those?
Well, and it's nice that you are out there essentially creating the rules. You see what works, you see what doesn't, and you react accordingly.
Correct. And, you know, the funny thing is the portfolio recovery strategy that we always talk about, we've been implementing that now for over 3 months. And so there's a lot of people who are going to see this from their advisors 6 months down the road. It's going to take them 9 months to actually put something together and say, oh, by the way, we have a portfolio recovery strategy. I want a strategy when the markets are falling apart now, because I've got to strategize how I'm going to get my portfolio back. Our clients currently right now, even with the pullback, we were very proactive. We took care of their money. We were very proactive with their money, and we protected that value. So now all of a sudden, like I said, our current clients are very well taken care of. They're in constant communication with us. The new clients that are coming in don't have anything like that. And again, they're starving for attention. And they're like, geez, you know, when chips are down, I need somebody to come over here and help me. And they're just not having that. And that's been the frustrating part to me about this whole industry. And you and I have talked about this for a long time. There's a lot of licensed salespeople out there that really don't have any idea what they're doing. They don't want to do planning. They just want to take over your assets under management, satisfy their manager that they're under, and keep hoping that the market's going to go up. And they're realizing now that, holy cow, I really don't know what I'm doing. And that's why they're not reaching out to their clients, because they typically have no clue what to do.
If you are, you know, in that financial red zone, say 10, you know, 5 to 10 years before retirement, you've got a retirement plan, maybe not the income plan, but let's say you do have an income plan too. Does it all need adjusting right now? Do we need to react to what our plan is?
100%. I mean, and the interesting thing is that our financial plans live online. Our clients have private access to their own financial plan online 24/7. What we're seeing is people are not logging into their TD Ameritrade accounts or their Fidelity accounts. They're actually logging into their financial plan and they're saying, okay, where are we? Are we still going to be okay? The bottom line is that there's probability of success really didn't go down that much, and they know that they're going to be okay. When we're able to travel, they can start traveling again. They're still taking care of their kids or their grandkids. They're still being able to remodel their home or whatever. And so the bottom line is that they love the process because they understand their own financial situation. Here's reality. Reality is that these companies now that are going out of business, filing for bankruptcy, we have Perkins all down in Southwest Florida that are all closed up right now.
Sure.
All these restaurants have closed. And Perkins was busy all of the time. Now you're seeing how fragile these companies are. Now you also understand how fragile so many people's retirements are. We can learn an awful lot from these companies that cannot survive a 4 to 6 week downturn in the economy. So how is your retirement? Is that shored up? Is it good? Is it in a good position? Or is it super fragile? Now people are realizing, okay, Eric, you are right. My retirement is fragile. I have no plan. I have no income plan. I really have nobody there managing my assets. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of big custodians out there where people have a lot of money parked. Don't think that it's actually being managed and maintained and monitored. A lot of times, these bigger companies, they're nothing but a financial parking lot for your money. Nobody's actually looking at them. Nobody's going to rebalance it. Nobody's tying it to a financial plan. That money's just sitting there. So there's a lot of people that are coming in and they're like, Eric, I heard you say that, and you're absolutely right. My money's been sitting there for years and not doing anything. So this is what we've been really busy with. There's people that want to consolidate their statements. There's people that want to update it. It's like they actually want to sit down and invest the time to take care of this the right way now. And that's what we're trying to get people to do.
One of the things that talking with friends and whatnot, the attention, this has forced us to really take a look at, oh my gosh, is my retirement going to be in the right place? I better take a look at this. I better get rid of the debt. You know what I mean? There's just a lot of different things that people are waking up to, and it's not all bad.
Yeah, and you just made a really good point, Steve, like your debt. You know, right now, I wouldn't worry about your retirement savings. I would worry more about your debt and actually focus on paying that down, because this market will come back. And right now you want to focus on paying down that debt. If you get a stimulus check and you really don't need it for something else, pay off debt. Any kind of debt that you can pay down right now, you're going to be significantly better off with in the long run. So this is kind of what we're telling people to do is, look, let's revamp the portfolio, focus on the debt. And I don't mean paying down your house. I mean focus on paying off that bad debt like credit cards and so forth, and seeing how that's going to benefit you in the long run.
That sounds great. And folks, if you want to take advantage of this, Eric is going to make time on his calendar. And why don't we invite folks to call right now?
Sounds great, Steve. If you've never had a second opinion, or you're looking to have a financial plan done, or you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, we're going to take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers. If you've saved at least $500,000 for retirement, then this is for you. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we can show you a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, we'll be giving it away, complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Eric. It's a great offer too, folks. Come on in, sit down with Eric and the team, and begin to put together that financial roadmap that we talk about. It take a lot of complex financial world, make it clear, make it easy to understand. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. And it's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next 5 callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review plus all the extras. And you will find out, here's where I stand today, yes, but most importantly, when you walk out the door, you're going to have in your hand a roadmap, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, we're going to take a look at more rules that can actually change in retirement with a COVID-19. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And Eric, of course, he is a fiduciary. He's a contributor to Fortune Magazine, president of Retirement Wealth. And you and the team, Eric, you guys are staying so busy.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's still going on, I'd say, 6 days a week now. And I mean, those 6 days are packed. And, you know, the thing is that when somebody calls us and we are hearing a different tone now in their voice, they're actually talking to us more after the radio or TV show, and we're actually having more conversations with them after that than ever before. There's a lot of times where they're like, Eric, I'm serious. I really need your help. And it's interesting because people are like, oh yeah, I need a financial plan, so I'm calling in, and we make the appointment, they come in. This time over the past couple of months, again, they're very serious about it. They're like, you know, here's the times that I have available. And, you know, they're coming in, or we're doing a virtual meeting, and we are going through the complete planning process with them. And I'll tell you, it's been overwhelming to have everybody come in and just want to work with us. You know, it's been great. We've met a lot of great people. We've had meetings in Ohio, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, a ton of meetings in Florida through Zoom meetings. And we also have, you know, some people are being very careful and they're coming in and we're wiping down everything. And again, we're just changing a lot of people's lives right now with that financial plan that's been missing for so many people.
So when people are coming in, they're kind of breaking away and getting that face-to-face thing going on again?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we had a meeting earlier this week, and the woman came in with a mask, and she said, "Is it okay, you know, if I wear the mask?" I said, "Absolutely. You know, we want to be very respectful." And so, like I said, she wore her mask, and she's like, "I can tell that you keep the office very clean. You can smell it, and
you can you can feel the Lysol in the air.
You really can, Steve. Yeah, and Autumn is she wipes down everything. So we're all being very careful, and we have to be. But at the same time, you know, we've been able to help out a lot of people.
So we were talking about rules that are changing because of all of this and how we have to reshape our retirement. And so one of the rules, your home, you know, we all think of a home as our great investment, and that becomes, you know, for a lot of us, it's the biggest thing we ever buy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one of the things is that people, I always say, ask someone, what is your biggest asset? And they're like, my house. In your working years, your biggest asset is the ability to earn income. And we always think about the home, and we want to pay off the home. But by paying off the home, you could be depleting a future income-generating account. And so you don't always want to do that. And so in this time frame right now, people more than ever are focusing on paying off that house. Why? Right? Because, I mean, it's no different of a house, whether it's paid off, whether it's not paid off. And so there's a lot of times where, again, you may want to pay off different debt other than your mortgage debt. And so this is where we're really sitting down with people. And I'll tell you, when they go through the financial planning process, and I talk about this all the time, but I am a financial planner, a lot of times they're like, geez, Eric, I never thought about it that way. And that's okay, because, you know, all of our brains are set up for different things. And my ability is that I can look forward. So I can forecast everything 10, 15, and 20 years. It's very easy for me to do that. For a lot of people, it's very difficult for them to do it. Now, I always say long-term is the only thing that really matters, but long-term is not where life is lived. And so what we have to do is, people don't like the tumultuous 2 or 3 months or 4 months that we go through, and they're just trying to fight to get through the next month. I get that, but we have to think about the next 5, 10, 15, and even 25 and 30 years.
And one of the other things that we're talking about when it comes to rules is, you know, we've said before, I know you've probably said that, you know, we need about 80% of our income, or maybe a little more, but maybe that's changed. Maybe we need more than 80% or 70%.
The number one concern is not running out of money. The number two concern is having too much money in taxes, and then also medical. So if you're a more affluent person who has a highly taxable situation, they're going to say, how do I reduce my taxes? If it's, you know, a person that's worried about their medical, it's going to be medical and healthcare. And those costs are going through the roof right now. So the bottom line is that we really have to take a look and see how we're going to actually pay for these down the road. And a lot of times your income plan has to increase over time. The one thing that everyone asks when I come in to see you, what would you like me to bring? I always say your financial plan, your income plan, and your updated statements. The only thing that they really come through with is their updated statements, which means they've never had a financial plan and they don't have an income plan. So the thing is that, you know, with inflation and so forth, things are only going to get more expensive, especially now that the national debt has just gone through the roof again. And so the bottom line is that I'm guessing that people are going to need more income than what they actually think.
Well, okay. And what about stocks? I mean, the market, we've been talking about market volatility. It's up, it's down, it's sideways, it does what it does. Should we stay away from that as a retiree or pre-retiree?
You know, everybody's situation is different. And so right now, as of Friday, we are still positive for the year. And the reason that we've done that is because we've had very good quality equities. However, now it's changing, and now we're actually morphing the other way, more into fixed income, and also where we could possibly start shorting the market. Why do we do that? Well, the bottom line is that everybody's always trying to guess where you should be. They're trying to time the market. That's ridiculous. We're not all about timing the market. We're about being relevant. And there's a lot of people out there who have very irrelevant, outdated portfolios. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out what is going to be on trend. Where's that wave that we can ride for a 2 to 3 year period? However, if we go into a tumultuous market like we've been lately, what other tools and ideas do we have? Because a good investment advisor who has a fiduciary responsibility typically has a lot more tools out there than the average financial advisor. So a lot of times, if you're working for one of these big box retailers, then all of a sudden you have very limited products. And so the thing is that, you know, we always talk about purpose determines placement. We have to have every single tool in our arsenal to be able to maintain a significant amount of income for that client, no matter what the market does. And there's three guarantees that the market gives you. You're guaranteed the market will go up, you're guaranteed that the market will go down, and you're guaranteed that that market's going to move sideways. So I have had people in the past, and it will happen again, who basically walk in my office after doing the financial plan, they sign all the transfer paperwork, and they say to me, Eric, I don't really care what happens in the market. This is now your responsibility. I want my income no matter what. Got it. Right?
Got it. Yeah.
That's my job. Right? And I do understand where they're coming from, because this is my job and there shouldn't be any excuses. If I'm telling you I have a relevant portfolio for you that will get you through tough times, I had better be able to implement that. And that's why I can come on the radio right now. And I'm confident, not cocky, but I'm very confident that we have one of the best portfolios out there. And that's why we're thriving in times like these, because people are coming to us and they're like, okay, enough screwing around. I really have to go somewhere where I can really get a plan done. And that's really why I think that we've been so busy.
I think so too, Eric. And you know, we're talking about rules. One of the things that I've observed over the last couple of years that we've worked together is you make the rules. In other words, you just charge ahead. You know what you're doing. You can get us there. You've got the vision, I guess.
I think the biggest thing is that we get to know a client. We get down and dirty, and we get to know them through a series of questions. I want to know how they grew up with money. I want to know how they feel about money. What do you value about money? What are your top three concerns? And so by the time that we answer all of these questions with that client, we understand who they are a lot better. We understand how to communicate to them. You know, we had a gentleman call me up earlier this week, and he's like, Eric, like, my advisor never calls me. I think he's afraid of the market. Now, you can't be afraid of the market and manage money. You had better be proactive, and you had better be out there reaching out to the client saying, look, we have an idea for you. What do you think about this? Right. And I think by being proactive, that's what people are actually craving. You know, that they want that proactive call. They want that proactive video. They want to say, hey, let's do this to kind of, you know, hedge this and so forth. And so people like that. And, you know, one of the things that I always say when I end a video to my clients is, hey, give us a call. We don't run. We're always here. And the thing is that we don't dodge any phone calls. We answer every single question that comes in. And that's really what our take is. And so, again, if we have a little tiny fire, our goal is to put out that fire before it becomes a big fire and we don't have these wildfires. And I think a lot of advisors' offices right now are wildfires because, like I said, it's so far out of control. They don't know how to control any of this. And I think that the worst is yet to come, which is going to get even worse for those advisors. And I do feel bad for their clients.
Well, and again, folks, if you're worried about your plan, sit down with Eric. He'd love to give a second opinion. There's no cost, no obligation. What do you think?
Yeah, if you've never had a second opinion, you're looking for a full-blown comprehensive financial plan, or you're in need of a portfolio recovery strategy, call us today. We're going to take the next five callers who are looking for that plan that is missing. If you are serious about your finances, then this is for you. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Yeah, make that call right away, folks. Take advantage of the offer. Let Eric and the team begin to put together a financial roadmap. Give you that second opinion. A practical financial review is what we're talking about. It's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. You heard Eric, the next five callers, get that comprehensive financial review. You see where you stand today, but most importantly, you've got a roadmap that's going to help get you to where you need to be, no matter what the market does. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up, running out of money in retirement is the number one fear of pre-retirees. But wait, there's more. When we come back, ways to combat the top retirement fears.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here, of course. Eric, a fiduciary, president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Eric and the team working nonstop, helping folks. That's what you do. You know, the thing that you say, and I, you know, basically you're an educator. You're a teacher. You want people to be armed with the right information to feel good about their retirement.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I appreciate that, Steve, because we had a couple come in and they're just like, well, you know, what's the next step? Like, how do we turn our investments over to you? And I'm like, well, you know, like we want to kind of go through the process with you. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, we go through a financial plan, we get that all done. And then we go through your income plan. We want to show you where your income's going to come from, why it's going to come from there. What happens if we go through a bad market? Where else can we get your income from? And I always say that the average millionaire has seven streams of income. And this is what we're doing for our clients, is setting up different kinds of income. So the thing is that we were educating them. You know, before we even went into what investments we're going to put them in, we're showing them and educating them why the planning part is so critical to this. Because again, we want to understand you, but more importantly, we want to understand your lifestyle. And then we can figure out how to properly pay for that and how we can actually fund it. Because that's exactly what we're doing. When you think about it, we are actually funding your lifestyle. And so people really like that. So we're educating them over and over and over again. This is what we have to do for you. This is why we're doing this for you. And people really do appreciate that. So like I said, people understand that they want to be educated and then actually go into that, and we're all on the same page. It's all about transparency, and you can gain a lot of transparency through education.
Indeed you can. And you know, we're talking about the biggest fears in retirement. That top one, of course, is running out of money. And that's the one of the things that you make sure doesn't happen.
I get that every week. I mean, every week I'll say, what are your top three concerns? The number one is running out of money. And you know, the thing is that we are very vulnerable in our late 70s and our early 80s and our late 80s and our early 90s, because at that point we know that we can no longer go back to work. And so the point is that at 60, 65, sometimes there's a lot of people who don't take retirement very seriously. They're like, eh, I got a few more years of working, but holy cow. You know, the thing is that I've never had a client that says, hey, Eric, I got too much money, right?
Nobody says that, do they?
Nobody says that. It doesn't matter how much money they have. So the bottom line is that running out of money is truly a fear for a lot of people, and it's a realistic fear, but there's a lot of things that you can do right now to actually prevent that.
And those are the kinds of things that we're talking about here today. And so one of the other fears has got to be healthcare, and you have that conversation every day.
Every day. I mean, that's number two. And like I said, people are like, and now you see it too. You know, you see where health costs are soaring, and you're talking 6 to 7% inflation over time. There's other people that will argue that it's higher than 8%. Maybe that is true. But the point is that, you know, healthcare is a true concern, for especially for the elderly, and they want the very best care. And so now all of a sudden you have doctors that are offering concierge services that you're going to pay extra for, but you know that you can get in to see them. So there's a lot of different things that people are looking for when it comes to their health. I also think, and we talk about this a lot, it's not just about financial in your life, it's also about fitness. And I see that there's a lot more people walking and riding their bikes now than ever before. This is a great time when life slows down a little bit. Take better care of yourself. And that's going to pay more in dividends down the road when it comes to healthcare costs. I mean, you know, anytime that you can, you know, walk a little bit more and lose a little bit of weight, I mean, that's only going to benefit you long term. So we see where there's a lot of times where people are benefiting from this too, and it could reduce your health costs over time.
Well, that only makes sense because, I mean, you know, if you're healthy, you're not going to have the need to go to the doctor.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, like I've had a trainer for quite some time now, and I got to tell you, I have felt significantly better. I have more energy. I sleep a lot better at night. And, you know, since I've been eating a little bit better too, I don't crave some of the bad stuff. And so that's really helped me significantly. And who would have ever known that I would be drinking a spinach smoothie, but I do it.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming, Eric.
Yeah, me neither. And honestly, Steve, 2 years ago, I would have said, no way, that's disgusting. And now I actually crave them because I realize, you know, how much good stuff I'm putting into my body. And I really do feel it when I actually don't have them. So I do appreciate that. And there was one thing that one of my clients told me one time, and we've talked before about the huge education that I get from working with so many different families throughout different phases of their life. And we were having a meeting one day, and this woman said, oh, I heard that you hired an advisor. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, or I'm sorry, hired a trainer. And I said, yeah, I said, I'm really happy about it. You know, he's pretty hard on me. And she said to me, remember, Eric, you only have one body, so you have to take care of it. And it's funny because that never really left my brain. Like, I always remembered that. She's right. I have one body, and how I take care of it is really up to me. So healthcare costs, you know, like I said, it's I've implemented a lot of healthcare things into my life, and that really has kept my healthcare costs down so far. And, you know, we're actually trying to implement that with a lot of our clients, too.
One of the other discussions I know that you have is, and we don't have to go into a lot of detail, but the long-term care conversation is one I know that comes up. I mean, I'm not an advisor, and I got friends asking me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's legit, you know, I mean, that's a legit concern. And so there's a lot of times where people have these very expensive long-term care policies, and you have a 50-50 shot at using them. And so a lot of times people are coming in here and they're like, Eric, are there any alternatives to long-term care? And a lot of these insurance companies have actually implemented a lot of these long-term care processes in there, and they're actually putting in these like riders. And so a lot of times you can get a supplement, a long-term care supplement with some of these insurance products. And it's not a full-blown long-term care policy, but if there really isn't any cost involved, that might be advantageous to look into them. The thing is that when you sit down with your advisor, you want to go through all of them from stem to stern and make sure that you understand all the bells and whistles that it has and also that it doesn't have, and see if that's appropriate for you.
It seems like the insurance industry has reacted in a very positive and forward-thinking way to create these kinds of plans to help folks with long-term care.
I think so. I think right now they're realizing that the baby boomer generation has a lot of different needs. And they also realize that not every single baby boomer is going to need that. So what that means is that they're coming out with these products that will help an awful lot of people. And so, I mean, it really has been a breath of fresh air because, like I said, people want an alternative to a very expensive long-term care policy.
You mentioned baby boomers, and I'm going to throw in sandwich generation. That's got to be a fear. I know it is for a lot of baby boomers. Certainly, I've got friends in that age group, and they're worried. Are they going to have to take care of mom and dad? Are they going to have to take care of their kids? I mean, right. Boom, you could get hit from both sides. That could really mess up a retirement plan.
Yeah, and this is something where I have to kind of drop the hammer sometimes because, you know, if I see kids that are actually taking advantage of their parents. You know, there's a lot of kids out there who think, oh, my parents have been working their whole life. They're loaded. They'll be fine. You know, they can give me $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And we actually have to have very blunt conversations with some of our clients. And we do that because we care about them. And so there was actually a client of mine, and I won't get too much into it, but she was significantly helping her son's ex-girlfriend for like 2 years. And I was like, oh, you know, like, what's the relationship? And she's like, I just feel really bad for her. I'm like, okay, we're going to stop that. And she later thanked me. She's like, you know, I would have kept on going, Eric, if you didn't tell me not to do that. And I told her, I said, I'll do the phone call. I said, I'll tell her that, look, we're going to give you another month and then you're off the dole, right? And so she ended up doing it herself. But like I said, you cannot sacrifice your own retirement just to, you know, be able to fund someone else's life.
But that, again, credit to you for being willing to have that conversation, to face that head on, because you're looking out for them, not their kids or their parents.
Right. And that's our fiduciary responsibility. We seriously have to take your best interest first. And like I said, we can't have you throwing money away. And I guess, you know, like I said, this person just accepted the money. They never said, no, I don't need it. I mean, for years, they kept taking this money. And so, I mean, shame on them, first of all. But like I said, we finally cut her off and we're better off.
All right. Well, folks, if you need to have that conversation, why don't you give Eric a call? Sit down and really put that plan together. You're going to feel a lot better about it when you do.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of people have been coming in or calling us through virtual meetings. And I'll tell you, they really, it's like a weight off of their shoulders now. So if you've never had a financial plan, if you're looking for a second opinion, or you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, give us a call. We're going to take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Hey, this is a great opportunity, folks, especially right now, a chance to sit down with Eric. And Eric said you do a virtual meeting, you'll get together in person, however it's comfortable for you. Sit down with Eric and the team. Let him translate a lot of complex financial world into something that just makes sense. Here's that chance to get a true practical financial review. Second opinion, so important right now. Make the phone call. 800-779-1942. The next 5 callers, as Eric said, are going to receive that comprehensive financial review. And you see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you do end up with a roadmap that's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you see yourself when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942.
Next up, my favorite part. Time once again to answer as many listeners' questions as we can. You've been busy this week. It all happens right after this.
We are back on WealthWorks Radio, and I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here, of course. Eric is Mr. WealthWorks Radio and president of Retirement Wealth LLC. And you have been very busy, not only with working with clients, Eric, but, you know, I hear you're building a new website. You got a new building, and the Bonita building is all done, you said?
Yeah, it's all done, Steve. I mean, so the funny thing is that we closed on that property and then we started remodeling it. And then all of a sudden coronavirus like hit us right in between the eyes. So we kind of ramped up and I kind of got on one of my contractors who I love. Shout out to Lee. Great guy. He's been my contractor for a long time. Guy does amazing work, but he really stepped up to the plate. Got the place done. It is absolutely beautiful. It's right on Vanderbilt Drive in Bonita. Gorgeous area, great people, and we're very happy to be there.
And so, folks, if so that's in an area where you are frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 800- We're down there every week.
Okay. 800-779-1942. Go check it out. And the website, by the way, is ericcarneyadvisor.com. E-R-I-C-K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. advisor.com. And your website's always been pretty good, so I can't wait to see what happens.
I appreciate that, Steve.
In light of things, are you gearing up for your seminars again?
Well, we have a few scheduled. We're waiting to see how those are going to play out because, like I said, I'm not sure how quickly people are willing to venture back out just yet. So we're going to play it by ear, and we're still doing the same thing. We're still offering the personal financial blueprint. We're still offering the comprehensive financial plan as well as the lifestyle income plan. So we're still offering that to people when they come in from the class.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. The lifestyle income plan. So let's go ahead. Paul has written in. Paul's in Naples. He says, I'm 65. My wife is 61. I'm working. I plan to retire at 71. My question is, should my wife take her Social Security benefits next year, then get 50% of mine added to hers when I retire, or wait? She makes about $50,000 a year. I make eight times that amount. Well, good for you.
Oof. Yeah. I'm surprised that there aren't other other issues other than Social Security questions.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, the thing is that we always get these Social Security questions, and that's great. The thing is that it's not a standalone event, and we've said that time and time again. A lot of times you have to incorporate them into the financial plan and actually see when the best time to take those is. So again, you're a very high income earner right now, so we want to take a look at how that looks like, and then also take a look at your wife's history, also take a look at longevity. I think more importantly, what you want to look to do is actually reduce your taxable income as well. I mean, because if you're making that kind of money, taxes usually come up as an issue. So what we're doing is a lot of times when we write the income plan, there's several different Social Security strategies in there, but there's also different strategies on how to reduce your taxable income that play along with Social Security. So a lot of times, again, through that income plan, we're answering all of those questions. And again, that makes it so that we're not just answering your Social Security questions on their own, which they never should be.
Right. Well, as you've said many times, it shouldn't be a standalone event, and it becomes part of a bigger picture, especially right. In this situation where there's quite an age gap.
Right.
You know, there's a lot going on there.
Yep, there's a lot going on there. And you don't plan on retiring for quite some time, so for another 6 years. So that's a big difference too. You know, like I said, there's a lot more issues that you're going to have than just figuring out your Social Security, that's for sure.
Paul, give us a call, 800-779-1942. Let's move on. Catherine is in Bonita Springs. She says, my father passed away in January before taking his 2020 RMD. My siblings and I are trying to establish inherited IRAs. Do we need to take this year of death RMD?
That's a great question. So a lot of people are confused about this.
Yeah.
The answer is no. And so since the descendant passed away in 2020 when our armed required minimum distributions were waived, there is no year of death required minimum distribution to take. So again, the Secure Act that came through, that's kind of changed everything as well. So you want to take a look at, you know, what's going to happen with those required minimum distributions in the future after 2021.
Well, and again, with that in mind, I mean, the Secure Act essentially eliminated the stretch IRA. So they're really, if you get an inherited IRA, you don't really have to take RMDs at all. You just got to empty that account in 10 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So welcome to the highly taxable situation that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, an inherited IRA is a great thing, but it's also putting that person into a very highly taxable situation. And so there's a lot of our clients right now, we've already been combating that. There's a lot of my clients right now, they're like, look, I don't want to have anything to do with the Secure Act. I'm not interested in funding people's future Social Security off of the work that I've done. And so a lot of times we're combating this and we're creating other tax-free income streams for people. And that's going to reduce the actual inherited IRA, which is a good thing. That's actually what people want. So there's a lot of Secure Act strategies that are out there that we've been implementing. And by the way, there's a lot of financial advisors who don't understand how to do that, nor do they want the liability of that. And so again, through the financial plan, you can run down the different strategies that you have and see if one is actually a good fit for you. I'm with the whole group that does not want to take place with the SECURE Act. I want to have nothing to do with that. So again, I'm looking to make more of my money tax friendly and kind of keeping out of that, because whoever my beneficiaries are, I want to pass that on to them the most tax friendly way that I possibly can.
All right. And so now we go to Ben in Cape Coral with a similar question, but a little different situation. He says, do inherited IRAs fall under the RMD waiver?
So the answer is yes. So 2020 required minimum distributions are waived for both inherited Roth and inherited traditional IRAs. So if you've inherited anything, you do not have to pay it. However, you got to pay attention to 2021.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And again, if clearly with two questions like that right in a row, there is a lot of confusion about what is acceptable, what isn't, what's right, what isn't right.
Well, Steve, you know, and I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer here, but the thing is that, you know, you got to realize too, you know, you've seen the numbers. There are a lot of people actually passing away from coronavirus, especially up in the New York area. And I'm from New York. And so we've known several people that have died from coronavirus. And so there's a lot of people that are getting assets passed on to them that they never expected that were going to come this year. And so we're getting phone calls from upstate New York, because that's where I'm from. And they're like, Eric, I have questions on these. How do we move this money over to you? And so just as a matter of fact, just this afternoon, we got another call from somebody that passed away. And I was just very surprised about this person, because, I mean, they were a little bit older, but they weren't very old. And they passed away as well. I don't know if it's coronavirus or not, but it was completely unexpected. So there's a lot of people who are passing away this year that we just did not expect that to happen.
Sure. And again, 800-779-1942 if you've got questions. And let's see, we've got time for one more. Let's just go to Sarah. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Sarah is in Punta Gorda. She says, if I take the lump sum option from my company pension plan, now that I'm no longer with the company and of retirement age, can I move those funds into another type of retirement vehicle without tax penalties?
Yes, you can. You can move them into a qualified IRA. And what I would do is, if you are ever separated from service, whether it's a tax-deferred savings account, whether it's a thrift savings plan, whether it's a pension plan, anytime that you are separated from service and you are no longer with that company, please move that money. Because a lot of times you're seeing these companies that are going out of business, filing for bankruptcy. You want to separate your money from anything that has to do with that company. They may be around forever. They may not be around next week. You don't know. So anytime that you can move money away from a company and get it into your control under your own account, I 100% recommend that.
Well, it seems to me that in this case, maybe if I were offered a pension, my inclination would be to take the lump sum, because I want control.
Exactly. You have more control over it. You can make the decisions of that. And we have a client right now that has a pension, and he's like, I could have chosen 5 years ago what to do with it. And he goes, I just left it at the company. Now, all of a sudden, he came to us because he's like, Eric, they're questioning whether that pension is going to be around in another 2 years. And he goes, if I had taken the lump sum, I wouldn't have to worry about that right now. So right now, what we're doing is we're already giving him a backup plan just in case that pension does go away. So this is something that we have to think about for everyone. Again, that is included in the income plan that we do for everyone.
Well, folks, if you want to get in, this is going to be the last time today that we can take some calls. And so why don't we do that, Eric?
Yeah, Steve, this is your last chance. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that second opinion, that full-blown financial plan, or if you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, we'll get that done for you as well. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Hey, this is a great opportunity, folks. Last time today that you can make the call, get it on the calendar, sit down, put a financial roadmap together. It's time. Eric and the team can help translate for you a lot of complex financial world. And I mean, again, the questions that we just had today, there are a lot of very complicated things in the world of retirement. Eric is really up to date on all the latest. He can help make things clear and easy to understand. It's a chance to get that true practical financial review. So give us a call, 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review and all the extras. You find out, yep, here's where I am today. But most importantly, you end up with that roadmap that we talk about that can help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. Once again, Eric, a really fast-paced show and one of my favorite hours of the week.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Hey, everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you only retire once, so let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to be back again next week with new topics, new questions, that and more right here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.